the United Nations Security Council is preparing for a vote on the handover of power to a sovereign Iraqi government. It is still undecided what that sovereignty means, and one of the biggest questions is whether Iraqis should have any authority over American troops in Iraq after June 30. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has been following developments, and Vicky, I understand British Prime Minister Tony Blair has weighed in here, suggesting that Iraqis should have final political control over American troops. Does that put him at odds with the administration, the Bush administration?
Well, Tony Blair told the House of Commons today that he is not at odds with the Bush administration, but the things that Blair has said over the last 24 hours are slightly different from what U.S. officials have been saying. And the area of disagreement, if I can call it that, or the gap, concerns whether the Iraqi interim government, after the June 30th handover of power, could stop the U.S.-led multinational force that will provide security from taking any sort of action. Yesterday, Secretary Powell was asked about this, and he said, you know, that U.S. forces or the multinational force would not remain in Iraq without the consent of the interim government. But he also said that the U.S.-led force would always have the right to defend itself and to do what was necessary to carry out its mission, even if that was not, in his words, in total consonance with the position of the interim Iraqi government.
Delicate discussion over exact wording here, but I guess we should point out that this could lead to some life or death decision down the line, and it's also a significant matter for Tony Blair politically at home, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Blair, before the war in Iraq, during the war, and even perhaps more so after the war, has faced intense criticism at home for being too closely allied with George Bush and U.S. interests. And at this point in time, it would not hurt Blair politically to show a little bit of daylight between the British and Americans. So you could read that into what Blair has been saying over the last 24 hours. But I also have to say that before and throughout the war and in its aftermath, that Blair has consistently taken a somewhat softer position on issues from time to time, perhaps a more European position on issues pertaining to Iraq.
What changes to this resolution do some of the other key powers want? France, Germany, Russia?
France, Germany, and Russia have made it clear that they aren't satisfied with the current draft resolution that the British and the Americans circulated this week. They especially are concerned about this issue of security. They want the resolution to be very clear that the Iraqi interim government will have full sovereignty, and they question whether that's possible if the Iraqis don't have more authority in the area of security in terms of, you know, saying to the Iraqi military and the Iraqi police exactly what they should and could be doing, and also telling the Americans that you cannot do something if that is what the interim government thinks should happen.
When this debate is over, is the United States likely to get its way?
It's hard to say because negotiations on the resolution are just getting underway. This is a draft. There's going to be a lot of consultation over the coming days. The American military always reserves the right to have total command, total control over American forces under any engagement anywhere in the world. So that is not something new. But it seems fairly clear that the United States is going to have to give the Europeans something if it wants to get a speedy approval of the resolution, meaning before the June 30th transfer of power.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.